This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured that aspirations of 140 crore citizens of the country will definitely be fulfilled and emphasized that the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has always strengthened the nation's trust. Mr. Modi was addressing the NDA conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi last evening. He said the lifting of more than 25 crore people out of poverty during these 12 years of the NDA government reflects that its policies are correct and its direction is right.
भारत के लोगों ने पहली बार ये देखा है कि जब सही नियत से सरकार चलती है तो तेज गति से विकास भी होता है। एनडीए सरकार के इन 12 वर्षों में 25 करोड़ से ज्यादा लोगों का गरीबी से बाहर निकलना ये दिखाता है कि हमारी नीतियां सही हैं, हमारी दिशा सही है। ये सफलता आज देश के हर उस व्यक्ति को एक भरोसा देती है कि एक न एक दिन उसके सपने भी पूरे होंगे।
On this occasion, the NDA adopted a resolution lauding Prime Minister Modi for achieving this historic feat. BJP President Nitin Narwin said that 75 delegates from 35 political parties participated in the NDA conclave. Wishes are pouring in from across the world as Prime Minister Modi becomes India's longest-serving elected Prime Minister. Several world leaders, including European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung congratulated Mr. Modi and praised his leadership and contributions to India's growth and global standing. US President Donald Trump described Prime Minister Modi as a great one. Hailing Prime Minister Modi as the doyen of all Indian Prime Ministers, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said, Russia hopes Mr. Modi will continue to strengthen India-Russia relations. Mr. Modi has thanked world leaders for their warm wishes and congratulatory messages. The government has approved 22 new applicants under the third round of the production-linked incentive PLI scheme for textiles. The Ministry of Textiles said a total of 96 companies have been selected under round 3 of the scheme with a committed investment of more than 12,822 crore rupees and a projected turnover exceeding 58,000 crore rupees. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that Parliament is not merely a platform for lawmaking but the highest expression of the aspirations, expectations and concerns of the people. He said an association with Parliament provides a unique opportunity to understand the functioning of the Indian democracy. Mr. Birla made the remarks while interacting with IAS officer trainees of the 2024 batch under the Assistant Secretaries Programme at the Parliament House. India and Tajikistan have reaffirmed their commitment to deepen their partnership and strengthen industrial, trade and economic cooperation at the 12th meeting of the India-Tajikistan Joint Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific and Technical Cooperation. Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agarwal stressed the need to translate political goodwill and historical ties into stronger economic outcomes through greater focus on trade, investment and market access. India has condemned the attack on the commercial vessel Setebelo off the coast of Oman. The Ministry of External Affairs said that of the 24 Indian crew members on board, 21 have been rescued so far, while 3 are reportedly missing. The Indian Embassy in Oman said it is closely monitoring the situation and is in close contact with the local authorities. Union Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship and Education, Jayant Chaudhary, has flagged off a contingent of 14 skilled Indian workers departing for Mauritius under the government-to-government labour mobility framework between India and Mauritius. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chaudhary said India's skilled workforce is increasingly being recognised globally for its talent, professionalism and adaptability. In badminton, PV Sindhu and Tanvi Sharma have advanced to the second round of the women's singles event at the Australian Open in Sydney. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Peru's world number 76, Ines Castillo, 21-13, 21-11 in the first round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.